Hey, this is Scott, and you're listening to What Was That Like? New episodes with guests telling their amazing stories are every other Friday, but today we have the every other Tuesday question. In the podcast Facebook group, we have a new thought-provoking question every Tuesday, and it generates some really interesting and sometimes deep discussions. We'd love to have you join us. Just go to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook. But if you're not in that group, we bring it to you here in a short episode every other Tuesday. We dig into the group archives and find one of the past Tuesday questions that we've discussed. Then Meredith and I answer that question, and we talk about some of the answers that came in from other listeners. And in a few days, I'm talking this coming Friday, a brand new What Was That Like episode. Let's do it. Okay, we have to address something right off the bat here.
It's very, very serious.
Critically important. There was a post in the Facebook group, and someone posted, "I wonder if Scott and Meredith know what 'see you next Tuesday' means." And I got to tell you what my first thought was.
What was your first thought?
I thought, okay, this is someone who is one of those people who, if something is happening next week, you don't say next, because next means the following week. You say this coming Tuesday or whatever. And so I was getting ready to look up, okay, what's the real grammatical correctness here? And is it next? Is it whatever? And obviously, almost everyone listening to this knows that I was completely off base and I had no idea what I was talking about. And so I looked it up in the Urban Dictionary.
Ah, gotta love that Urban Dictionary.
Yes, it comes in handy with the, you know, the stuff the kids are saying these days.
Those young people.
And yes, I found that "see you next Tuesday" has a completely different and fairly offensive meaning. What did you think when you first saw it? Because you didn't know what it was either, right?
No, I didn't. But that doesn't shock me. I mean, I feel like I'm out of the loop most of the time. I'm a lot of things, but cool is not one of them. When I looked it up, I was like, I want to hear. I was a little skeptical. I want to hear someone use that in real life. I want to see someone offend someone else in real life, not on the internet, and go, "Hey, you know what? See you next Tuesday." I want to see that. I need evidence. But you know, here's a fun fact. Since we're going to be talking about fun facts today. Mm-hmm. The C word, which is what that means. I had never even heard the C word until I was 20 years old. Yep, never heard it. Never even heard it spoken. I was working at a call center. The woman next to me was on a call. She said, "Oh my gosh, that person just called me the C word." And I said, "What's the C word?" And then she looked at me like I was a complete moron. And, you know, because I was already like in the church and everybody knew. And so then I was like the naive church girl. And she had to explain it to me. Have you ever learned a cuss word in another language before?
I don't think so. I mean, well, in England, bloody is a cuss word.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But to you, you're like, "Oh, that's something fun to say. Bloody, bloody." Yeah. Like, it doesn't mean anything. That's how I feel about the C word. I could wear it on a t-shirt and wouldn't feel any different than if I was just wearing a regular t-shirt, because it means nothing to me because I didn't grow up with it.
Wow. I didn't grow up with it either. But, I think it's one of the worst.
But how do you know if it's the worst if you didn't grow up with it? Like, does it register in your brain as a curse word?
Yeah. I mean, it just has that icky, offensive feel to it.
Because it ends with a T? Like, it's the...
Maybe. that abrupt ending is what does it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I interviewed a guy about the origin of curse words. He was on a Netflix show, and then I was able to track him down. And he said the four-letter aspect in most languages and the sharp sounds at the end of the words is part of what makes them cathartic to say. It's why we choose those words as cuss words. Isn't that fascinating?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought it unusual that people that don't want to cuss have to substitute something, and it has to sound similar to the word that they don't want to say, but they still want to blurt out something. Like the silliest one I've ever heard is, you know, as a Christian, you're not supposed to take the Lord's name in vain. And, but yet a lot of people will say Jesus Christ. Well, you know what people say? Cheese and cracked ice. Which means nothing.
In Nebraska, we said cheese and rice.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Wow.
That's okay. Hilarious. Yes. Mormons have interesting cuss words too, because of their especially strict rules in their language. Like, I think holy heck, or I don't know. They got some real interesting ones. They're dead giveaways. Like, oh, she's Mormon. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Certain words you can't say.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Well,
now we know what it means.
Now we know.
And it's not going to change the fact that I say it at the end of the episode.
I might giggle every time now because I'm a 10-year-old boy.
You know, but you know, since we found that out though, I came across another podcast, and it's a podcast with a couple, two or three really irreverent, sassy women talking about topics and stuff. And their Facebook group featured image right at the top of the page is the letter C, the letter U, and then next Tuesday. So they obviously know what it means for sure.
Okay. Can I just confess something to you right now?
I hope you will.
I didn't realize it was an acronym.
What? Not till the second? No. You got to be kidding me.
I am very blonde, naturally.
How were you picturing it in your head?
I wasn't. Because I assume I'm always out of the loop. Something as ridiculous as a phrase like "see you next Tuesday" could mean anything to me, because I'm like, oh, of course I didn't know what that meant. There was no part of my mind that tried to make it make sense. And therefore, I accepted it on Urban Dictionary's authority that that's what that meant, and didn't realize it was an acronym.
It's an acronym. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
What an insight into Meredith's brain.
People are going to think, who ties her shoes? That's what they're going to think.
Well, let's get to the question. That's what people are waiting for here. Today's question is, when you're playing the icebreaker game, such as tell a fun or odd fact about yourself, what do you say?
Well, I, as an introvert, am horrified at this question every time it's asked. So I usually panic, sweat a lot, and hope that I'm not going first. That's my first reaction.
Why? Because what you're going to say is too weird? You think it'll be worse than what other people say?
No, it's the pressure. It's the pressure, for sure, of just being able to, like, okay, say something, don't misrepresent yourself. It's, as I understand it, maybe our listeners can chime in, it's definitely a characteristic of introverts to overthink this, so tell me about yourself, answer. Mm-hmm.
And you want it to be humorous and kind of clever, and you want people to have the reaction like, wow, you're a pretty cool person for having that little odd fact about yourself, right? So you might, but why don't you just think of something and then just have it as a standby whenever you play that game?
I literally have a note in my phone that says intro. And when I know that this is happening, I will look it up ahead of time so that it looks natural and effortless. Man, our listeners know so much about me now. I feel very vulnerable in this episode. So here's what I have in my phone. I'm a geriatric millennial plant mom, and I buy my underwear in packs.
Okay. Three random facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I could share, oh, I model. No one likes models. I'm not sharing that ever. I usually don't even tell people that. I used to be a sign language interpreter, and that's interesting, but
that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's all right. So, but I think I want to hear from the introverts in the audience to know, am I alone in this, or is this a struggle we all face?
You know, you said something about yourself in a previous episode that I think would be the perfect answer for this.
What's that?
All you'd have to say is, I used to drive homeless kids to school.
Oh, that makes me sound very nice.
Yes, it does. That's the whole point. People would admire you for that. And it's something that nobody else can say, probably.
Okay. Well, so, maybe I'll add that into the rotation. I'll add it to my Google note in my phone.
Okay.
Actually, my fun fact should be, I have a Google note in my phone that helps me survive moments like this. Thank you. Thank
Party
you.
Party games.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
My answer is, and I don't know that, I can't even remember the last time I ever played this game. So when this question came up, I'm trying to think, okay, what's something that's really weird about me that I also haven't previously mentioned in our, 14 previous episodes here? And I'm pretty sure I haven't said this one. I have held in my hand a human turd that was not mine. Now,
why?
Is the audience really learning some stuff today or not?
Oh my gosh.
I think so. Okay, here's the backstory on this.
Yeah, please.
This was when we lived up north, and I wanted to get kind of a second job to just save up extra money to make a trip. We wanted to make a trip to Florida because we didn't live in Florida yet. We had family down here. And so I looked around, and I got this job working at a place. It was a home, actually. But it was a home where four men lived, and they were all mentally challenged. And they were different. They had unusual behavior. And so the people that worked there would come in and just kind of hang out with them and fix their meals and do the laundry. And so I would do this a few evenings a week and, 4 or 5 hours on Saturday or whatever. And they weren't all up on proper toileting. And so there was one of them, his first name is Gene, and he would sometimes just run around the house naked. And he was a young guy, and he would have seizures sometimes too. So we always had to keep an eye on him. If we had him, we'd go out on field trips and, we'd take him places. And it's funny, some of the other guys, even though they weren't verbal, they knew when Gene was about to have a seizure. They would tell us, they would get our attention so that we could help Gene. Well, Gene's running around the house naked one day, and he had to go. And so what are you going to do? I wear gloves, so, and it was solid. So,
oh my God.
So I just picked it up and took it and put it in the toilet.
Oh, and, I was imagining you holding your hand under his bum. Like, oh, you know,
no, he dropped it. He dropped it.
Yeah. Our female listeners will know there's a mom reflex where if a child is about to throw up, the mom reflex is you put your hand out to catch it. And I was thinking there was like a dad version of this, but it had to do with the other end.
I don't know. I do not have that.
Negative
reflex.
Ghost Rider. Okay.
No. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
So there it is. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some answers from listeners. Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad, and that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes, and it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast and at the top, click on Try Free and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad, and then on with today's episode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
The first listener says, I was born with a cleft palate. I have a hole that opens into my left nostril. Not often, but sometimes I tell people I can make milk come out of my nose. Then I demonstrate. Kids love it. Adults, not so much. That's amazing.
I'm an adult and I would love it.
I would love it too.
Yeah. You remember David Letterman did stupid pet tricks and then he kind of evolved into stupid human tricks? And this sounds like something that you'd see on something like that.
I mean, she is going to win talent shows every time.
Yeah. I would kind of like to be able to do that. Maybe it's something you can learn.
I mean, it's never too late to learn new skills.
You ever seen those people that can pop out their eyeballs?
No. Who are you hanging out with?
No, this is, look, do a Google search and people popping out their eyeballs, not out like they're going to hold them in their hand, but they can take their eyeball out of the socket so that you can see the orb outside of their skull. It's really creepy looking. And yeah, I'd like to be able to do that too, but I've never been able to.
Everyone should have goals, Scott.
Yes, I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
All right. The second one says, I have 200 houseplants, many of them rare. One is a begonia found only on a single hillside on the island of Borneo, whose existence wasn't even cataloged until the 1990s.
You know, I love this because
I know you do. Yeah, you're into plants. Yeah.
I love this. I have over 100. And let me tell you, begonias are little bitches. They are so hard to grow. They're so temperamental. I have a begonia rex that's beautiful. I think it's a begonia rex fiesta. It's just gorgeous. It's pink and purple and it's got these swirls and oh my God. And I was so frustrated with it. I almost just let it die. And then when I was done with it, it decided that it wanted to grow. And now it's doing beautifully, but they are so hard to grow. I want to see these plants. I hope that she posts them in our group.
Well, this was a woman that posted this, and if she's listening now and you can send a picture of that begonia, we'll post it on the website for this episode. For me, I am like the other end of the spectrum. I'm completely ignorant on houseplants. In fact, there was a time recently when I was in a three-person discussion, and one of the people started talking about her string of pearls, and she's having so much trouble with them, and she didn't know quite where to put them. And I thought, we're not talking about a necklace here, are we? So, and no, of course, that's some plant name, which I had no idea.
I feel like there's an Urban Dictionary moment to happen here, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, we should move on from that.
We are getting into the not safe for work category.
I know. Well, hey, every episode is labeled explicit, so we can say whatever we
want. There you go. Look how red my face is right now. I'm almost the same color as my shirt.
Yep. All right.
The next one is someone who says, I almost didn't have fingerprints. As a small child, I put my hands on a stove and got severe burns. After a month of care and then being wrapped up, I got to take them off. The next day, I picked up a coffee pot with both hands and burned them again severely. My pediatrician and the hospital thought I might not have fingerprints. Unfortunately, I do have fingerprints, so my hopes of a life of crime were foiled. This is so funny, Scott, because my grandmother doesn't have fingerprints.
Really? Her whole life or just because of age?
She said she doesn't know. I reached out to her when I was preparing for our chat together, and she said she didn't know that she didn't have them until she went to go get her military ID card renewed because my granddaddy was Air Force, and they could not print her. The fingerprints were not showing up at all. They tried and tried and tried. They had to get special approval to give her a military ID card anyway. And and then she found out again when she tried to volunteer at a children's abuse center. that she still didn't have fingerprints. But there, they used something called Husker's lotion on her fingers, and they were able to pull the prints. I don't know what Husker's lotion is, and I don't know why they knew to use it, but mm-hmm. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. There was a movie where somebody did this intentionally, I think, just for that purpose, so that they can't leave fingerprints behind. I think it may have been Men in Black. I'm not sure. But for someone to do this, it's really painful because, I mean, your fingers have so many nerve endings, specifically because you want to be able to feel things, you know, and to burn all those off, man, that's... No, wouldn't want to do that.
No, me neither. Oh, that'd be terrible.
All right, number four is, and this is a winner. I have North America's largest collection of wet specimen genitalia. And of course, when I saw this in the Facebook group, I had to ask for more details. And this person wrote, I collect genitalia from different animals as wet specimens in jars. I know what you're thinking, and no, I don't have a human set just yet. It's not just those. I'm a scientific preparator and funeral worker, and I collect skulls, too. There's the Phallological Museum in Iceland, and I would love to open one up like that here, locally. And, yep, this person wins. The icebreaker game, that's it.
Oh, this person knew after the first sentence it was a mic drop situation. That's why they didn't elaborate.
Right.
I would love to also have a conversation with this person. These are like my people, right? Mm-hmm. These are my people where, like, let your freak flag fly.
Yes, definitely. I mean, people collect coins, they collect stamps, Happy Meal toys, but skulls. And genitalia. And, you know, it's funny, in the same sentence, they talk about being a funeral worker and collecting skulls. And I have to know, how are those related? Where do you get a skull? From dead people?
Probably not human skulls.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that would be legal.
No.
Probably okay. Animal skulls. But, you know, it's interesting, the plant person and this person might have more in common than they think, because most plants have very phallic or vulva looking parts to them. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's everywhere.
Right now I'm picturing a Venus flytrap.
Okay, that's a little aggressive, but yeah, that could be one. Well, like a peace plant, the bloom of a peace plant. Any ginger bloom you've ever seen, probably, since you said you're not a plant person, I don't know if any of this is hitting home or not. Just look around your yard, and you'll start to go, oh my gosh, you're right. These plants are trying to fornicate.
Plants aren't classified as male or female, are they?
Some are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like some trees have, there are male and female trees. There's a little bit more fluidity, though, than in like mammals and even reptiles. But there are some trees that cannot bear fruit unless there is a male and female tree present. And some of the outward features of trees make it very obvious if they're male or female. Like in Costa Rica, there's this tree that has spikes all up and down the trunk. And I think that means it's a female tree.
That sounds so masculine. I would have thought that's a male tree.
Let's see. It's called a pochote tree, and it's a protected species, but the common name is called a spiny cedar tree.
Okay. Well, this episode went directions I never could have predicted.
It was very stimulating. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
And bizarrely educational.
You know what? Stimulating and bizarrely educational is the cross-section of which I desire to live my life. So I'm glad I'm here.
I am too. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
If you want to check out the current Tuesday question that everyone's discussing, head over to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook and join in the conversation. Big thanks, as always, to my co-host and producer, Meredith, for putting this episode together. You know she has her own podcast, right? It's called Meredith for Real, The Curious Introvert. And I can tell you she's definitely curious, because a lot of times she and her guests have conversations about things you don't normally hear talked about. Her website is MeredithForReal.com. And if you like hearing firsthand stories of people who've gone through something really unusual, that's exactly what we do right here on What Was That Like every other Friday. Just hit the subscribe or follow button right there on your podcast app, and you'll never miss an episode. I'm Scott Johnson. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time.
College Ave is here to help you pay for college. We offer a mix of loan options to fit your budget, and our application process is simple and stress-free. Go to collegeav.com, apply in minutes, and get an instant credit decision. It's that easy. Only at collegeav.com.